This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new bill introduced in Congress would block pay for members of Congress if the U.S. defaults. The bipartisan legislation by Congressman Abigail Spanberger, Democrat of Virginia, and Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican of Pennsylvania, comes amid growing fears about a debt ceiling breach ahead of a June 1st deadline. The No Pay for Congress During Default or Shutdown Act would withhold lawmakers' pay for the duration of a debt limit breach or lapse in federal funding, an attempt to motivate legislators to prevent either situation. The bill comes amid growing fears that the divided Congress may not meet the June 1st deadline set by the Treasury Department to raise the debt limit or risk a catastrophic default of U.S. obligations, and the proposed legislation from two politically vulnerable members in competitive districts represents a populist move to channel voter anger toward Congress, which is strong among both parties' bases. Congresswoman Spanberger said, "If Congress can't fulfill basic obligations tied to the strength and security of our country, lawmakers should not be rewarded with our salaries until we do our jobs." Congressman Fitzpatrick, an ally of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, is supporting McCarthy's demands for spending cuts in a debt limit bill. Fitzpatrick said, "Our bipartisan legislation is a no-brainer. Lawmakers should not be paid if we irresponsibly default on our nation's debt." Notably, the Spanberger-Fitzpatrick bill would not permanently prevent lawmakers from getting paid. That would run afoul of the 27th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Instead, the bill withholds pay for Congress for the duration of a shutdown or default, at least until the end of the session. If either a default or a shutdown persists, Spanberger said, congressional payroll administrators, such as the Chief Administrative Office in the U.S. House, would release withheld payments at the end of the 118th Congress. Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has signed a bill into law that was among the most talked about and contentious of the 2023 legislative session, Montana's obscenity bill. House Bill 234 began as an effort by Republican Representative Bob Phelan to limit the availability of obscene material to minors. The resulting debate featured members of the self-styled parental rights movement decrying the perceived inappropriate nature of books increasingly under fire across the nation. A large group of public teachers and librarians opposed the bill, saying that House Bill 234 would undermine locally adopted policies related to graphic materials and potentially expose teachers and librarians to criminal charges. Montana School Board Association Executive Director Lance Melton said, part of the problem early on was the section of state obscenity law that House Bill 234 revised. That section deals specifically with newsstands and other businesses, barring them from displaying sexually explicit material in front of people under 18 and outlining criminal penalties for doing so. House Bill 234 initially would have removed decades-old language that schools, libraries, and museums are not considered commercial establishments. But by the time the legislation reached the Senate floor in April, the bill was notably different and, in the words of early critics, largely benign. Moderate Republican Senator Dan Solomon of Ronan carried an amendment clarifying that the public display of obscene material by commercial outlets is a separate and distinct offense from the general dissemination of obscenities to minors, a prohibition that applies to all Montanans, teachers and librarians included. Solomon's amendment also granted cities, counties, and schools the ability to adopt local obscenity policies of their own. Solomon chairs the Senate Education and Cultural Resources Committee. He said, if the issue is with a public library or school, there is a policy in place within that school and within that public library that will deal with that, that explains how the process works. If somebody has an issue with a book and they want it to be reviewed, there is a process for it to be reviewed. While some initial critics remain troubled by the criticism leveled against educators and specific nationally targeted books, Melton and other public education advocates agree the final iteration of Montana's House Bill 234 that became law changes very little in a practical sense. Melton said, the changes in the Senate Education Committee turned this bill into what it should have been to begin with, which is a cleanup bill clarifying what laws apply to what circumstances. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.